With gears, pulleys, screws, and scales, visitors of the Museum of Idaho get to experience hands-on learning with some of Archimedes' creations.
One that's quite commonly used now is this. This is called the Archimedes screw. So there are balls in there somewhere.
This is Jeff Carr, the Director of Public Relations. He gave me a tour of the exhibit and told me all about this revolutionary man.
Turn this, so you see the balls will start there at the bottom. And basically, just by using the shape of the spiral, you can get them to move up. And so this is actually a way that in certain parts of the world, mostly in the third world, people still use to move water uphill.
The Archimedes Science and Innovation Traveling Exhibit includes several of his inventions and puzzles that you can operate yourself, like the Archimedes screw. Carr recently lost his voice, but when we stood under this large metal dish, I could hear him loud and clear.
And if you come in this one with me, you can see sort of the same principle here. We stand here across from each other, and it's not going to work because my voice sucks, right? But it really, really amplifies your voices to other people that are inside. And as soon as it's outside, you can't hear it anymore.
Right. So, you know, even with this scratchy voice, it sounds so much more clearer than I was, you know, standing right next to you.
We can do the whole interview right here. Here.
This is just one other of the many creations that utilizes Archimedes' ideas of physics and mathematics. This exhibit also features some of our greatest minds, Leonardo da Vinci and Galileo Galilei, with their greatest inventions, including the early idea of the helicopter and the exercise machine that uses Archimedes' idea of the pulley system. Curator Carrie Anderson Affey also joined us on our tour to help explain more of these inventions and ideas.
And here, the application in the gym with pulleys. Well, I go to the gym and I work with pulleys.
Right.
You know, you go to the gym and you're using the machines and whatnot, and they actually are not too different than this, which is kind of funny.
I got a chance to try out this exercise model that is quite similar to the ones that you see in the gym. You pull down on a cord that lifts a weighted bag while simultaneously pushing down on a platform, also lifting up a weighted sack.
Yes, definitely coordination, muscles. So. And I think if you do it for a while, you can really get your heart rate up.
Yeah, I'm getting hot and sweaty already.
I know, right?
Though this wouldn't be my ideal workout, with many observers watching me trying to operate this contraption, it was a great experience to understand these ancient machines. This is the last traveling exhibit to be in the wing of the museum. The museum is currently undergoing construction for new additional space for the traveling exhibits. A new permanent exhibit, called Way Out West, will take the space of the current traveling exhibits, where they will finally unveil its full-scale mammoth that has been in storage for 15 years.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. We're having a fun time, learning so much for that. We had a great opportunity to go to a number of different communities and gather stories from the whole region, so we really are able to represent a lot of different regions and a lot of different stories from Idaho in that exhibit, so we're super excited about it.
The Archimedes exhibit will be at the Museum of Idaho until September 25th, 2019. So don't miss out on this opportunity to learn more about the fathers of invention and the birth of knowledge. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Jessica Morgenthaler.